It's Thursday, April 4, 2024.
This drought, now with this type of heat, it has not happened before.
UN officials warn of looming hunger crisis across southern Africa. Biden administration invests billions to innovate and decarbonize manufacturing. Plus,
today, at long last, we flip the switch and turn on the future.
America's first commercial-scale offshore wind farm is now operational.
All of those stories and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
The future of power generated by the winds. The winds of change.
All right, we got it with the wind phrases, Governor. This is your Green News Report.
Long time ago, there was a song called Winds of Change. Are you familiar with it?
Yes!
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen, more fallout from the continuing heat and drought in Africa today.
Yes, unfortunately, prolonged and intensifying extreme drought spanning southern Africa is causing devastating food and energy shortages. A number of nations in southern Africa have declared national emergencies after the driest February on record. The UN World Food Program reports that the drought and delayed seasonal rains have devastated harvests needed to feed tens of millions of people, half of them children, and it's reducing river flows needed for hydroelectric generation. Experts attribute the lack of rain to El Nino and the growing impacts of climate change, raising temperatures across the continent. In other news, polar ice is melting so fast that it's changing Earth's rotation, according to a study published last week in the journal Nature. It's complex, but basically, the influx of polar meltwater is affecting ocean currents that influence rotation, in turn redistributing mass and slowing rotation. Scientists say eventually clocks will need to be adjusted by 1 second, affecting computer systems around the world. Climate scientist Dr. Michael Mann says it's imperceptible to humans,
but it does speak to the profound impact that climate change is having on our entire planetary system. It's literally changing the length of the day.
I thought the days seemed like they were getting a little bit longer.
Well, some good news. The Biden administration is cleaning up industry. Late last week, the Department of Energy unveiled $4 billion in funding for innovation projects across 20 states. It's focused on cleaning up emissions from America's heavy industry sector that are difficult to decarbonize, like construction and manufacturing of steel, aluminum, cement, and chemicals. Industrial processes are responsible for nearly a third of U.S. carbon emissions. And this investment is a very big deal, according to Rebecca Dell of the Climate Works Foundation, who says, quote, $6 billion is by a very large margin the largest investment, not just that America has ever made, but that anybody has ever made in cleaning up the greenhouse gas emissions from this sector.
Nice.
Meanwhile, New England is on the verge of closing down the last of its polluting coal plants. Under a settlement agreement between environmental groups and the Environmental Protection Agency, New Hampshire's two remaining coal plants will close over the next 2 years and will be replaced by solar plants with battery storage.
Nice.
More good news. Late last week, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service restored a number of rules under the Endangered Species Act, repealing and reversing Trump-era regulations that removed safeguards for the nation's most vulnerable plants and animals.
Good news indeed.
And finally, a really big milestone. America's first commercial-scale offshore wind farm is now officially operational. 35 miles off the coast of Montauk, New York, the 12 turbines of the South Fork Wind Project are now delivering clean, zero-emissions electricity to the Long Island grid. New York Governor Kathy Hochul marked the milestone.
Today we're making an incredible milestone of progress for New York, the completion of the very first of its kind. Not just for New York, not just for the Northeast, but for all of America, an historic green energy project, wind turbines to power the future. Let's give that a round of applause.
It's the first in a succession of large utility-scale offshore wind farms. The Biden administration just approved the nation's seventh offshore wind project, with more to come. Combined, the seven projects have the capacity to provide clean electricity to power roughly 3 million homes and create hundreds of permanent jobs.
Cool. So this whole wind thing is not just a whole bunch of hot air. Am I right, Governor? Too bad offshore wind kills so many whales.
No, it doesn't.
That's not what I heard.
You're wrong.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and sites still known as Twitter at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Listening to the wind of change.